732 at KBUR. We've got a partly sunny sky right now. John Billups is joining me today. We're talking about anything and everything going on in the city. And again, John, I think the most recent, announcement from you is regarding a commission for the homeless? Is that what that is?
It's a homeless coordination task force. Sitting in on the crisis intervention team meetings, which we were invited to do, was a really illuminating experience because there are a lot of great organizations that work on various facets of the homelessness situation. But as a person on the outside looking in, I couldn't see a real clear path for, okay, how do I approach this if I'm newly homeless? And so we asked some individuals from that group and some citizens and other people that have stepped forward, and they were all people that volunteered. They weren't volunteered. They volunteered themselves. And we're going to ask them to take a look at this and see what we can do to help, not necessarily reinvent the wheel, but to help coordinate response and how a person goes about seeking help. There's the mental health side of things. There's also maybe your relationships broke up, you lost your job, whatever, and that puts you in a spiral where you end up living in your car on the streets. Well, if this task force can help make some recommendations and some guidelines, maybe we can help some of these folks get back on their feet again and back in a good apartment situation and job situation, that type of thing. Or if they have mental health or addiction issues, maybe at least start them on that path. So it's not meant to go ongoing forever. They're going to look at what we need to do now and some plans in the future.
I've had Joe Myers from mm-hmm. Transitions DMC. Amanda Smalley was here recently. They had a fundraiser, I think, a couple of weeks ago. But I think the fact is, I think people are pretty much surprised if they know how many actual homeless we have and the number of homeless children that we have.
Yeah.
Now, and homelessness is basically it's not having a permanent place to stay. It's not having your place. It's moving from place to place. There's a lot of people doing that. You know, as the weather gets colder, obviously you would think that's got to be an indicator that things are going to be changing. I remember talking to Joe Myers. We said, we drive into Chicago to see my daughter, and we see the tents underneath the freeway overpasses. And I said, we don't have a tent city. He said, yes, we've got a few. We do have a tent, maybe not a tent city, but it's in back of Case.
Yeah, there's a couple of different places where people are living in that type of environment. Throughout our city, they're just not well seen. And so we're going to try to do what we can to help mitigate that this year. Because, great places like DMC Transitions or the Burlington Homeless Shelter, they're meant for temporary. We need to go from temporary to stationary. Or sustainable, I guess
it is. It's a difficult thing right now because what we're seeing is here, as in every place else, rents have gone up, mm-hmm. utilities have gone up. I mean, you look at what you need to have to survive. One, you've got to have a place. Two, you've got to have a place with the utilities. You got to be able to buy food, right?
Right.
When you start doing, it's like doing your monthly budget. You've got to do, and frankly, it's like you get. There are a lot of people are right on the edge. I mean, they're very close to it, but trying to get out of that situation is another story. That really
is. And that's the other thing. One of the things this task force could do would be look at, okay, how do we prevent more? And here's the thing on something like this. Look, I know what I think I know, right? And this is the mantra is going to be to the task force. I know what I think I know. We know what we think we know. There are professionals working on it. Now, let's get together and let's clarify some pathways and let's see what we can do to better coordinate so we're easier to work with. And they might look at this and come up with some totally different ideas than any of us have. We're just trying to get the conversation started.
And finding way, it's what you want to do is you want to get as many people off the homeless rolls as
right.
you can, as quickly as you can.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you look at some other cities, we're still better than most, but you look at some other cities on the national news, Los Angeles, San Francisco,
we don't
want those situations here in Burlington. And you know, here's the thing, we're all human beings, right? You can't walk by somebody that's not struggling like that and not have your heart break.
Yeah.
And so we need to do some things to at least take the steps and do some things to try to make a difference.
Anyway, trying to make a difference. That's really what everything is all
right,
about.
Right.
And making a difference, we've got next up, we've got a general, it's the actual election.
Election.
That is the 7th of November.
Yep. We have a couple of things on the ballot there. Of course, we'll have 2 4-year city council seats that are up. There's 4 candidates for that. And then there's one 2-year city council seat that is up, and there's 2 candidates for that one. The 2-year seat is fulfilling Matt Rinker's unexpired
right.
term. And then, of course, we'll have the referendum. We'd like to hear from our folks regarding the third Fire Street station. You know, the number's been bandied about there a lot, and as far as what this could potentially cost. And, you know, where we're at right now, folks, is we have kind of an idea what it would be the first throw out. But if it goes through, then you're going to have to, you know, please understand that council and the city manager, we don't want to spend any more money on it than we have to, because we'll have to figure out how to pay for it.
Right. And it.
Right. And so our job is going to be to lower that number and still have a sustainable, viable facility. You know, the first drawing came out with a lot of glass
yeah.
windows. Well, being a former merchant that had a building that faced the sun 3/4 of the day, I can tell you that I'm not a big fan of glass walls and glass doors, because it's hard to heat and cool. So that'll be one thing that we will, I personally will lobby against. And we want it to look nice. We want it to be good for our firefighters. But most importantly, we want it to be safe. And so that's the only thing I can tell you, folks. If you just decide, you know, we'd appreciate your vote yes. And then know that that figure is not the final figure.
Well, I think the main thing
we're going to work on.
I had Nathan Toops, he's the deputy chief. Matt Trexel is the chief. They're both here. We were talking about specifically this thing is going to be built. It's 2200 North Roosevelt Avenue, which is just, well, basically, if you know where the animal shelter is,
yeah.
you know where Enterprise Rental Car is. I think isn't it a used car lot right now or something like that?
No, it's not. It's a grass field. However, I will tell you, because we haven't even had architects look at it yet,
yeah.
Steve, that location might change.
Yeah.
The architects might come back with soil samples and say you can't locate here.
Okay.
That's where we're thinking we're going to go, but we're not even to the point where we've had architects
okay.
or land surveyance or any of that done. So, you know, the key thing is 6,200, 6,400 approximately people, and you're one of them, and also structures will be go from a longer response time down to 4 minutes, specifically on fire. You know, with having the temporary, which has been there 5 going on 6 years now, ambulance station in West Burlington, which is not a good station. You know, we appreciate the land, the building owners, a couple of them working with us through that thing now, but we only have an ambulance there. We don't have a fire truck.
Right.
The advantage would be we would have a rig out there, so we could get to a structure fire quicker. Also, our ambulances would respond in tandem, and we can possibly save a bunch of property as well as lives by being quicker in response time. And the other thing is
yeah.
when Station 2 or Central's out, they're there where they can respond to another location. So, you know, at one point in time, we had several fire stations in town.
Right.
They outgrew them, so then basically they shut them down. Now this is the next need as our town continues to grow and increase as far as in size, maybe not in population, but in structures as well. This would be a good deal for the city.
I did say that if you do use it, let's put that site. Let's say it is that site. I said, I'm four blocks away.
Yeah. Well, and that is the goal somewhere in that area.
It moves me from being a 6 minute or so response time to about a 2 minute max. Yeah.
And when we threw this ad hoc committee together to look at it to at least get the ball rolling, there's three or four other locations in those areas that we could locate if for some reason the site we've chosen doesn't work out. It would be in that area.
But it would serve, I think, about 6,500 people.
6,500 people.
Yeah, and that would be... And
something like 1.1... I think that it's almost $700 million worth of property.
It's a big number.
That number could be wrong.
It's a big number of a lot of people. It's an area where there's an awful lot of houses that are being, frankly, too far away for anything to get to them in a fast way.
Well, even our Roosevelt properties, there will be times when on the southern end of town, there will be times when it might be quicker. Obviously, if it's a structure fire, sometimes it's kind of like our automatic aid agreements with West Burlington and the township. Sometimes you just respond and go, and if they wave you off, great.
And we were talking, when I was talking to Matt, I said, if you're having a heart attack, saving a minute or 2 minutes, any minute or 2 minutes or whatever of response time or 3 minutes or whatever saves, it changes everything.
And there's also another caveat to this. We just recently, thank you to the West Burlington Council, completed our automatic aid agreements with the townships, with Burlington, West Burlington. And I had a merchant let me know that going from mutual aid, which meant we were still coming, we had to call them. Going from mutual aid to automatic aid saved them almost $50,000 in insurance premiums. Now, I don't think homeowners are going to have that quiet response, but it is well noted that when you move to this next level of fire and ambulance protection, as far as your whole community being in that response time, you could ask and could be reviewed. You might see less property insurance costs.
Right. Mine is being renewed right now, as a matter of fact. Yeah. But obviously, we'll see where all this goes. I think the fact is that saving lives, saving structures. If you're on fire, you want something right there. You want it right now. If you're having a heart attack or some other illness, you want response time. And saving lives is really the key. I mean,
it really is. Saving lives is key. And the phrase that always echoes through my mind when we're talking about this, wherever fires or ambulance is needed, or even police, is safety knows no boundaries.
I did mention the fact is that, we were talking about the Christmas Eve fires. There were four fires, all within a fairly, all pretty much near each other. None had any property insurance. None were insured. No active smoke detectors.
I tell you, we talk a lot about smoke detectors, and we just had a conversation. We're working on some revisions with the landlords and the property department in the city, the development department. Sorry. Rental properties and that type of thing. And anybody that removes a battery from a smoke alarm is just dumb.
Yeah.
Right? For the cost of a battery, you get a faulty battery, maybe gets low, it starts beeping. You're not going to go get a battery and protect your family, your pets, your loved ones, your property. You're not going to go do that. Come on, it's heinous.
My wife, it was about 3 weeks ago. She said, the smoke detector outside the bedroom door was chirping. She said, please put batteries. So what I did is I went and put batteries in all of them, obviously.
Yeah, well, I do it on a regular basis because I got one of those key pin deals.
Okay.
It's a battery on my door, and if I don't change the batteries, guess what? I'm going to get locked out. Well, it's amazing people change that battery, but they won't change their smoke alarm batteries. I change mine every year,
and the fire department will
give you a
smoke detector any place you need one.
If it's a bad detector, they'll give you one.
Yeah,
so they do fail from time to time, but you know, the some of the landlords tell stories. They'll put them all in, and we go in and inspect it. They're all there. And then when they go back, they're all off the wall. They're in a drawer somewhere. The battery's out. What mentality is that? I don't get it.
You know what? There is no cure for stupidity.
Sometimes
it's mind boggling to imagine
it,
but it is. But it is. Anyway, you've got a lot of stuff coming up. All of the street work is getting pretty much down to the nub. As long as the weather stays nice, what you guys keep working, right?
Of course, Tiger Grant's the main project going on right now. They'll wrap that up probably sometime early December. Weather is looking fantastic so far. We'd like to get it all done, but the likelihood is we'll have some sidewalk work to come back to. And then we'll have some items that we're looking at that maybe at the first initial design wasn't what we thought it would be once it's done. And so it's just honest. That's the way it is. Sometimes it's drawn up, and then when you look at it, it doesn't work. So some minor stuff we might be making some changes on, but we'll have that whole project wrapped up by next spring, just in time to go work on some more roads.
All right. Get things done. Get it ready. Get things back in shape. I know we were talking. I was joking with my wife. I said, you know, that we were talking about the fact is, you know, I Sunnyside, pretty good, you know. I get over to Osborne, pretty good. Turn on to Oak Street, and it's like bumpity, bumpity,
yeah.
Bumpity. And I said, you know what? If I was king of the Lord, king of the city, or king of the, you know, I take about, you know, those 5-6 blocks there,
yeah,
before it gets to the, as it goes down to the end, it goes to 7th Street. But it's, and that's usually the one. Smooth, the 7th, smooth as glass.
Yep.
Because repaved, but it's getting there.
We're getting there. I mean, we've got work to do on Sunnyside. That's in the plan for a few years from now. And Summer Street, we'll be doing Valley and Main Street as far as getting those roads done. Oak Street's been talked about. And then we've got some other roads like Barrett needs some attention and stuff. So we're looking at those roads, and as quickly as we can, we're going to get to them.
Fantastic. Dan Phillips, have a great week.
You too.